9:50. Got a lot of stuff to get to in the next hour, but I'm going to get through as much as I can from 10 to 10:30. You know why? From 10:30 to 11. Well, you don't know why. I'm going to tell you. I want to take up a topic that Rush Limbaugh spent a huge chunk of his show on yesterday, and that is the N-word becoming a 15-yard penalty potentially in the NFL. Trying to figure what to say about it that everybody else hasn't already said. We'll do that at 10:30 and take your calls on that. If you still want to weigh in on this topic, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. We've got doctors going on TV shows and comments all over the blogosphere and everywhere else because Simon Cowell and the mother of his child allowed their little lapdog to go up and give their 10-day-old baby a kiss on the mouth. That's not hygienic. Dogs lick their butts, you know. Yeah, I know. They do other nasty things with their mouth. There's also the fear. There's the fear that the dog could have attacked the child. Now, in advance to this happening, the story that Jason just found, they actually hired dog trainers to help the puppies adjust to Eric, the baby. I consider that a sign of good parenting, that they took that step. They're at the beach. One of the dogs went up and slurped the kid on the face. I mean, and it's right on the lips, the way dogs do. Now, let me say, before I express my opinion, let me say something that does not necessarily reflect my opinion. I was a 32-year-old man when our firstborn came home. I was the neurotic new parent. I mean, I worried about everything. I probably would have freaked out if a dog came close to her because I was nuts. I mean, I was nuts. As a lot of new parents are. And if you're a parent of two or more children, you know what happens when you have the second parent. Things that freak you out the first time don't freak you out the second time because you manage not to kill the first one. So you're thinking, all right, I don't have to boil this three times after it fell on the floor. I don't have to do all of that. But I probably would have freaked out. I'm going to be totally honest. I also wasn't a house dog owner at that time. We made the decision that we wouldn't get a dog until our kids were older. Not for their safety, but just we didn't want to deal with all of the above. Jason's a braver man than I. They got dogs when his kids are young. I can't hardly imagine it. I think this is a gross overreaction. I will admit it's possible the dog could have attacked the child. That, to me, is the only potential danger here. I'm not all that worried about the dog kissing the baby. I'm really not. And we have become so overprotective of children. And I'll admit, I'm admitting I was part of that culture when my kids were young. And I started, I got to back off here a little bit. No, the kid's 10 days old. The kid is 10 days old. The kid is not 10 weeks old. Kid's 10 days old. Now, I just don't think there's that. Especially when you consider that they hired a trainer to deal with this. Carrie in New Holstein. Carrie, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi.
I think my response to your question is even more ludicrous, according to this woman. When we had our firstborn 35 years ago, our dog was our baby. We had that dog for 2 years, and she was our baby. So when my husband picked me up from the hospital, he brought the dog with, which was a black lab, very gentle dog, and the dog was in the car. And when we introduced the dog to the baby in the car seat, this is your baby, and we allowed that dog to lick a newborn 2 or 3 days old, just to know that it's okay. Don't be jealous. And so we did the same thing.
And that process had already been done with not just the way you did it, Carrie, with a professional dog trainer.
Right.
You know, so when you hear that, I think this is nuts. Last word on this, goes to James in Ashwaubenon. James, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. Same thing just recently happened to me. My stepdaughter just had a baby, and she was about 2 weeks old at the time. And she was sitting with the baby on the couch. Dog was sitting next to him, and all of a sudden the dog just turned around and licked him right on the face. And we actually kind of laughed about it because he made this funny, scrunchy face that, you know, what are you doing to me? And we kind of had a good laugh about it.
And nobody freaked out. Nobody called 911. Nobody tore sheets in boiled water.
No.
Nobody got iodine. Nobody. Somebody gets some iodine. You know what that is, don't you? Thanks a lot for the call. You know what I'm quoting there? Somebody tears some sheets. Somebody boils some water. Somebody gets some iodine. Do you know what that is? That's Lucy freaking out after Snoopy kisses her on the lips. Yeah, now it comes back to you. How did I pull that out of nowhere? I've just even impressed myself that I came up with that. This is the other element of this we didn't discuss. Some people are really freaked out. I know a lot of people who won't let a dog even lick their cheek. It's just the way it is. Yeah, they're cute little lap dogs. They are. Okay, I got to say something else. For a guy 3 years older than me, 2 years older than me, Simon Cowell looks pretty damn good in his swimming trunks. The guy's ripped. He's ripped. I don't know why I threw that out there, but it's like, wow. Because he didn't have enough going for him in this world? It's just amazing to me. He's ripped. It looks like he lifts. The stuff we worry about. All right, in the next half hour, I do want to get to a lot of stuff. As you know, Scott Walker, the left and the media think they really have something with these emails. I have several takes from others on how this is much ado about nothing. Politico, the Politico headline from over the weekend. The Walker scandal snoozer. The Walker scandal snoozer. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel was most put out by that headline. Here's one that you might not believe. A liberal magazine has apologized for its reporting on the email dump. Yes, I knew it was cold. I didn't know if it was so cold that hell would freeze over, but apparently it has. Yes, one has actually apologized. Here's what I really want to tackle, though. You keep hearing this illegal activity that there was, what was going on, according to the emails, was illegal in the governor's county executive office before he was governor. I want to get to that. Facebook spends $19 billion for a company that had $20 million in sales. WhatsApp, are they crazy or crazy like a fox? Oh, I got to get to Jam Brewer, too. Boy, we got a lot of stuff to get to. 9:58.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.